Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. 51551, sorry about the delay at start, 1857 15 815. Kevin Ryan, sorry for holding you there, Kevin. You contacted us after you got this email from the Kilkenny House Hotel. Good afternoon, Kevin.
Good afternoon, Joe.
And this is how the email begins. Good afternoon, Kevin. I'm sorry to say we do not accept dogs in the hotel, so you will be unable to bring your guide dog into the hotel room. Now, it's not your guide dog, as it happens, but you are in your couple, yourself and your girlfriend. There is a guide dog. Were you surprised to get this email?
I was, yeah. Very surprised. I even explained it to the hotel. Like, it's not a pet. It's a service dog.
Of course. And what did they say?
Well, they told me that there's... At first, they were just telling me that they don't take dogs. They don't take any animals to the hotel, that their policy is no animals, you know. And then after I asked, could I speak to the manager? Because I said, listen, technically, you can't really say these things, what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And I said, I told him, look, if you want, I'll hang up and I'll ring you back in a few minutes and I'll give you a chance to look up the law or whatever you need to do.
Okay.
And they said, no, we'll just get you the manager. It's fine. So the manager came on the phone and told me that he's nothing against the dogs. He said, sure, I have dogs myself. He said, I have them here in the hotel. And I then asked him, well, then the problem isn't the dog, is it? Well, what's the problem? And he said, no, he says, not like that, it's not like that. It's just that, maybe my dog could start barking, he said, and it would upset other guests. And I said, listen, it's a service dog, I need
it's
to bring...
A highly trained dog.
Exactly. I was hoping that it doesn't bark. It doesn't, you know, it is 100% so trained. You know, I'll be quite honest, it's easier than some humans. But, you know, and it's a great dog. And I was just shocked by it. I really was. And because of it, I know that I didn't even have to tell the hotel I was bringing my guide dog. I could have just turned up on the night with my dog.
Yeah. And you were due to stay when?
Due to stay Tuesday.
Well, tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yeah.
Okay.
So because it was such late notice and the book and cancelled and everything, I had to ring another hotel. And because... if I had to maybe book it 2 weeks in advance, I would have got a cheaper hotel kind of thing.
Of course you would,
but
yeah.
Because...
Especially in Kilkenny.
Yeah, the last minute.
The dearest city in Ireland for hotel accommodation, isn't it?
It really is. And now I'm after paying, you know, expensive for a hotel because of, having...
So how did they... Kevin, how did they find out that you had a guide dog or your partner
out
had a guide dog?
Out of my politeness, I told them.
Okay.
Because they wrote to me saying... Because I booked it online.
Okay,
and they sent back an email saying, oh, is there anything else you need in your room? Do you need, you know, any kind of service that we can help you? And I said, no, everything's fine. But just to let you know, out of politeness, I will be bringing my guide dog. And they quickly wrote back saying, no, you won't. And so...
Have you checked the law?
Oh, I have, yeah. Oh, I know the law. I even rang Guide Dog Ireland.
What is the law?
Well, they cannot refuse. It's a service dog. I mean, they cannot be. Yeah. The dog cannot be refused. The service dog cannot be refused.
Well, I'm just reading their testimony. By the way, I'm trying to find on their website, is there any stipulation? No dogs of any kind allowed. No animals, sorry, of any kind.
Well, I'm sure, you know.
I can't find it. Maybe it's there somewhere.
Maybe certain dogs can't go into a hotel or certain animals, but this is a highly trained dog, groomed, everything to the... top. I mean, it's Guide Dog Ireland. It's not my dog. They own the dog. You know, I mean, if I overfed that dog, the Guide Dog Ireland could say, actually, we're taking that dog away from you.
I understand. Yeah.
You know,
okay.
It's not my dog. But it's really well-trained dog. It's amazing. And
I'm just looking at the testimonials on the website, the Kilkenny House Hotel website, and there's a lot of obviously very positive testimonials. But there seems to be a consistent about the owner, in fairness. I won't name him at this stage, and his wife. The two of them, all the testimonials about the owner and his wife are very positive. And there seems to be a thread running through that he is an encyclopedia of knowledge. Well, if he's an encyclopedia of knowledge, will he look up under L for licensing and L for law and L for legal? And G for guide dogs.
Yeah, and I gave him every chance. I told him to please look up the law, I said, because I'm not... I told him, if you don't, like, I'm going to take this far. Not just have you discriminated against my girlfriend, you're discriminating against me as well.
But he didn't say, for example... Okay, well, just to clarify this.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't say, listen, dogs are not my forte. I don't like dogs. I don't like animals.
No, he
I'm allergic to them.
And I'm sure the hotel is a lovely hotel. I don't want to be coming across knocking.
Yeah, I know that. I know that, yeah.
You know?
But it's clear you've...
If anything, I think, I hope this conversation educates others out there that you can't be turning away a service dog like this. Yeah. It's the law that you can't.
If they came back and said, OK, we made a mistake, our encyclopedia wasn't as big as we thought it was.
If they came back and said that, I'd be delighted, you know.
Okay, but, but you're going to lose your money. It's now 24 hours. You're going to lose your money for tomorrow night in Kilkenny.
I won't be taking the... You know, because I'm after booking into a different hotel now, you know. But I just think that they need to educate themselves.
And he didn't indicate we've had a bad experience and...
No, nothing like that. Nothing
under
like
the,
that.
As you know, under the Equal Status Acts 2000 to 2012 and the Intoxicating Liquor Act 2003, accommodation providers, i.e. hotel and guest house providers, are prohibited from discriminating against persons with disabilities. In other words, they wanted your partner to come, but without her guide dog.
Yes. So basically, I want to know, if I turned up on the night and didn't tell them I was bringing my guide dog, would they have taken me away from the hotel and I would have had nowhere to stay in Kilkenny? On the night. You know, I don't have to tell them I'm bringing my guide dog.
Is there a... Did you use booking.com?
I did, yeah.
Is there a filter? You know, do we have filters on booking.com, price range? Is there a filter for animals, I wonder?
I didn't see anything like that. I just...
No, I've never noticed before.
No,
maybe there is.
No, and, you know, it got me a good price, a good deal, and I was delighted, and I had booked it, you know, maybe 2 weeks early because I wanted to get a nice hotel that was, you know, a good price. But... Now I've that expensive. So it's put me out.
And by the way, we've just had another statement from the hotel. Hotel tell us that there are three hotels in Kilkenny that allow animals and you should have used the filter on booking.com.
It's not...
So in other words, they're standing by.
Yeah, but it's not a case of using animals. Maybe just hotels that allow animals. This is not just an animal. This is a service dog. And all hotels take service dogs.
That's what I would have thought. Has this ever happened before? Straight questions. No.
No.
No. Okay. But legally, can you challenge them? I wonder.
Oh, I can, yeah.
Oh, hello. Are you going to?
I would like to... I would hope that they'd be listening to this and they would apologise. And then maybe I could drop everything, to be quite honest. But I'm very angry and I'm very put out. I mean, like, it's after costing me a lot more, you know, because of having to book another hotel at the last minute. I've got an appointment. I have a soccer meeting in Mullinahone on the night. And that's why I have my girlfriend staying in a hotel with her service dog while I'll be leaving for maybe 2 hours.
Okay,
and so she'll be there on her own.
But just to parse what they say, I'm sorry to say we do not accept dogs in the Kilkenny House Hotel, so you will be unable to bring your guide dog into the hotel room. Did they make any other offer? Not that it works that way. It doesn't work. They didn't say we can keep your dog in a kennel out the backyard.
They didn't offer anything.
Okay.
Well,
it looks like they're standing by. The owner's not there at present, and the chap on reception, or the person on reception, doesn't have permission to go in there. You've never had this issue with other hotels?
Never, no.
Okay. And you are going to consider your legal options?
Oh, I am. I am going to talk to a solicitor about this, yes.
Okay, well, let's see. Will they change your mind? Or maybe somebody can find a loophole. I don't know. I'm not looking for a loophole. Maybe somebody has found a loophole. That the hotel has to be above a certain number of rooms, or you've never come across that.
I'm just going by what I've known legal wise. You know, that there's never been a problem like this before. In fact, the last time I booked into a hotel and I told them that I was bringing my guide dog, the hotel said, oh, you don't need to tell us that.
Yeah,
and they were
yes,
a lovely
yeah.
hotel, very obliging. And they told me I don't even need to tell them I'm bringing a guide dog.
Okay. Kevin, as long as your partner had this particular dog, because they're so important and so valuable.
I think she, I can't remember. I think she has the dog about 6 years.
Okay. Okay, Kevin, we'll see what happens. Thanks indeed. 51551, that's Kevin Ryan. Let me go at rt.ie. Back to this decision by the Kilkenny House Hotel. Kevin Ryan and his partner is visually impaired. They booked into Kilkenny House Hotel tomorrow night with the guide dog, obviously. That's part of his partner's life. And the hotel discovered they had a guide dog and they sent them basically a one-line email saying, I have to cancel your booking. We do not take dogs and we do not take guide dogs. John Morgan is in Dundalk. John, your point, please.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just feel very sorry for that chap, Joe. I have an assistance dog now. I'm not visually impaired. I'm a wheelchair user. I have paralysis all down one side. And my assistance dog is Jamie. Now, please God, in 2 weeks' time, on the 2nd of December, I'm booked into the Rochestown Lodge. And I've been there three times before. It's just down the road from the National Rehabilitation Hospital. Sorry, speech is bad. Yeah. And recently, my niece was passing out in the guards and we booked into the Horse and Jockey.
Yeah.
And then I had to go down for two more days training to Cork with Jamie. And we stayed in the Montanay Hotel. And the staff and even the customers were coming over and saying, you know, how great he is and asking me what he does for me and, you know, and... But I do know now, as that chap said, it's actually illegal. Like, it's discrimination on the grounds of disability.
So you've never been refused.
Thanks be to God.
Okay, John, just listen.
Okay,
John is in Dundalk. Just listen to Elizabeth, who's in Dublin. Elizabeth, your point, please.
I'm just wondering what would happen or how are the rooms fumigated and cleaned after an animal. I'm an asthmatic. Now, I cannot be near animals. Animal dust, animal hair. How would I know going into that hotel that an animal had been in the room? Would I be told? Have they certain rooms for guide dogs, animal dogs? You know, it's just, I wouldn't like going in there because I know I'd come out with asthma. I'd get a bad asthmatic attack. So what do the hotels say on that point? I'd like to know.
I can just answer that. Obviously, I'm a wheelchair user, so I'd be staying in a wheelchair-friendly room, which is bigger than the normal room.
Yeah.
So in my case, I say unless someone else had a disability, you know, they're highly unlikely. Like if you were booking in, you know, you could say that and that you just wanted a standard room, you know, and obviously say what you're saying. But I'm only saying in my case now. I don't know about the other chap's case, but.
That's what I'm wondering. Do all the people with disabilities, which I fully understand your case, do they all say that, tell the hotel, or do they just go in to a normal room and say nothing?
Well, I genuinely don't know. In my case, like, I always ring ahead, and I ask for a wheelchair-friendly room, and I do say I have an assistance dog.
Yeah, and the reason the hotel in Kilkenny refused, I'm wondering why. Was it because of that, or do they not have certain rooms for people like me, kind of, and people like you?
Yeah, well, I know, like, definitely, I can assure you, I've never stayed in it, but I would assume that most hotels nowadays have a wheelchair-friendly room. Now, I do know that if you had an older hotel and you were building an extension to it, we'd say more rooms, legally you're obliged to make, you know, one or two wheelchair-friendly rooms.
Elizabeth, you say you're in favour of this ban. Are you on dogs because you're asthmatic?
I'm not in favour of it. I'm in favour of it towards the normal general run of things in normal rooms for the people.
And have you stayed?
No notices up saying that.
Okay, have you stayed in hotels and have you asked that question?
No, I've never had reason to ask it because it never came to my attention before. I've never seen anyone with the guide dogs there.
And is there anything else that would trigger your asthma?
Just.
Say again, sorry, Elizabeth, I missed
just.
You there.
But I just stay completely away from animals,
dust, okay.
You know.
Well, would there not be dust in hotels?
There would a certain amount, but what I'm saying is the hotels in normal rooms would be hoovered, that's okay. But animal hair and animal dust, you know.
Well,
it's not the same thing. I know that for a fact.
John Morgan, John, yes. It's a Kilkenny house hotel, by the way.
I would assume that the ladies that clean the rooms would give the same attention to a wheelchair-friendly room, you know. Like, I'm sure, like, obviously they clean the linen, but I'm sure they give the rooms a good hoovering before they're handed over to the next... You know, like, if for talk's sake, a hotel is full and they do want to use that room for a non-wheelchair user or, you know, someone with limited mobility, I'm sure that they would have, you know, the highest standards of cleaning. Like, you know, I'd say they'd give a wheelchair-friendly room the same
standard. I want to bring Cecilia in, 51551. Cecilia, with the incident recently with the taxi, your daughter and her assistant's dog, what happened?
I phoned for a taxi. My husband had the car and I was bringing the kids swimming and I was bringing our assistant's dog with us. And when the taxi turned up, the driver refused to take us because of the animal hair.
Wow.
Yeah, see, that's where I come in as well. The animal hair.
No, he wasn't allergic. He just refused to take the dog, which is complete discrimination on behalf of my daughter.
But
these dogs are vetted twice a year. They're groomed. They're groomed every day. So amount of hair that would be coming off them would be minimal, and they're highly trained. They're trained just to get in out of the way in a restaurant, under the table, in the cinema, behind the seats, and everywhere that we go, our assistance dog goes for my daughter.
And hang on, Cecilia, did the taxi just drive away?
Oh no, I told him to go away and not so nice words.
But did you get his number?
I didn't, because it was a private company from the area I'm in, but I did lodge a complaint.
To who? To the company or to the...
To the company. To the company.
Or to the National Transport, the regulator?
No, just to the company themselves.
Yeah. And what did they say? Have they said anything?
Oh, no, they came back and they apologised and they had tried to send another car out, but that was the end of it. I haven't used their service since. We have stayed in hotels as well. The Talbot chain hotels, and we have brought our assistant dog with us, and there is never a problem.
Okay, around Wexford, Waterford, and indeed Dublin. Yes. Martin, Talbot chain. Martin Duffy, Martin, good afternoon. You're a taxi driver.
Hello, Joe. No relation. How are you keeping?
Any, do you ever refuse a guide dog?
No, it's the one animal in a taxi that you cannot refuse to take as a guide dog. I regularly ask my passengers a little quiz. I've had them in the taxi. They've been no trouble. They just sit there and there's no bothering them at all.
Yeah.
But about 20 years ago here, we had a situation where a guy refused to take the dog and said that the dog has to go in the boot. The woman was a bit upset, as you would be.
Of course.
So she got the next taxi. But he was taken to court. And I think the fine was €800 and a warning on his licence. He were allowed 2 yellow cards and a red card in this game, Joe.
He nearly got
and
the
boot. He turned up in court with a doctor's note saying that he was allergic to dog hair. There you go.
And did it work?
No, it didn't. The judge came down very heavily on him and said that you'll treat people with a disability with respect. And he got a big fine, and that sorted him out, and rightly so. I mean, the dogs are no trouble at all, you know?
Yeah, I know that.
Sorry,
yeah.
Joe, can I say something there?
Yes, John Morgan.
No, it's just to say, like, I deal with a company here in the north called Sevens. Now, they have a specific wheelchair taxi, which I get regularly. Uh-huh. I have a motorised chair, Joe, right? But unfortunately, you can't really get the wheelchair-friendly taxis after 6, and any wheelchair person tell you that all around the country, it's a pity. But anyway, so in the evening time, last Friday evening, I was going to a charity night. It was actually for the Loud Cruelty to Animals, ISPCA, and I have a manual chair as well, what's called a fold-up chair, to go in a cow. And I'd like that, if I don't want the wheelchair cow, I'd just say, will you send an ordinary taxi, and I'll have Jamie with me. And I'm taking the manual chair. And again, no problem at all. The chap left me out to where the function was on and collected me then at 11:30 that night. So thanks be to God. Like, I've had no trouble at all.
Right, okay.
The taxis.
Okay, John Morgan, Cecilia, Elizabeth, and Martin Duffy. 51551 is our text number. joe@rt.ie. And Cahal is there. Cahal, your point, please.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good,
just my girlfriend has a guide dog, and we've never had an issue now with hotels and trainers. Generally speaking, they're very accommodating and don't have any problem at all with the dog. Now, we do tell hotels in advance just out of courtesy, but you're not obviously obliged at all to do that. We just do it just to be just be nice, I suppose. And if
and what happens when you when the taxi refused your guide dog?
Yeah, so this is a few weeks ago now. She was we were getting, I can't remember where we were going to, it was in Dublin. Mm-hmm. And it was a particularly wet day, anyway, one of many. And we got the taxi came, and the second thought of our dog, absolutely no, I'm not taking that. There'll be hairs all over the car, there'll be dirt all over the car. There was no mention of an allergy, because I know some drivers would have a, you know, be some is like that, asthmatic or particularly sensitive to dog, you know, allergic to dogs. They can get a medically certified exclusion. They have to prove that to the transport authority. But this guy, no, there was no mention of that. Just like, no, I'm not taking the dog, it's dirty, and just cancel the fare and gone.
And what about Elizabeth's point about she has asthma and she's never told if the room has been has had a guide dog previously or not?
Now, I'm funny, one of my friends, another friend of ours, has a guide dog and is not very asthmatic, but does, you know, does carry the inhaler the whole time, what have you. So there's a... And he said, look, once you keep... The dogs are always very well groomed. They're very well trained, obviously. There wouldn't be enough air left in a hotel room. I mean, guide dogs have been staying in hotel rooms for decades. It's not a new phenomenon. I don't see that there wouldn't be any issue. I mean, presumably are good enough at their job coming in, cleaning the place. You know, the dog isn't going to drop that much air that would induce, as far as I can work out, would induce any sort of asthma troubles.
Okay. Thanks, Cathal. Thanks, Cecilia. Thanks, Elizabeth. 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.